our theme is faithfulness. Lives of great men all remind us we can make our lives thrive and depart and leave behind us footsteps on the sands of time. Today we live in a world in which we will soon depart from this life. Because of the nature of the of life and of the happening of this week, our minds have been centered upon faithfulness. We shall read from this 2 Timothy, 4th chapter, verses 5 through verses 8. But watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that loves his appearing. May we pray. Eternal God, the Father of the creation, we humbly come unto thee today, thanking thee for life and for the beauty of life. We thank thee for thy grace, which so wonderful has led us through our past life. And we ask to thee, our Heavenly Father, that thou would lead and guide us on in future life. We thank thee, Lord, for thy love, which was so wonderfully expressed through the Lord Jesus Christ, that through him we could have eternal life. Our Heavenly Father, we ask thy blessings today upon all people over thy creation. And may thy love be unto each person to the extent that he might know thee as one Lord and one Savior and one Master of life. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Nursery will be open for the Wake Forest Baptist from 2:30 for the care of young children during the funeral services of Dr. Mackey. Let us turn to our responsive reading, please, to number 78. Saith my soul, therefore I will hope in him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, what will he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. And every man that hath this hope in him, even as he is pure. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Now the God of hope and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Let us bow our heads in silent meditation. Father, teach us thy ways, O Lord, and create a new heart within us. May we seek the truths of all knowledge, God. And as we leave this sanctuary this morning, Lord, may we proclaim the gospel as men who have been enlightened. May our missionary zeal be that of an unequal task. But may we desire the fellowship and love with thee and with our fellow men, that people will know that we know that Christ lives within our lives. In thy name we humbly pray. Amen.